Well, one of your colleagues on the Supreme Court outraged his party some years later, right?
Yes.
And did not get renominated.
And you're referring to, of course, Thomas Giles Kavanaugh. And he did not get renominated. But the affidavit of incumbency ensures that your name is on the ballot just as though you were. Well, as I say, I thought it over a little bit. Is this a time to make a play for junking this system of choosing, at least as far as I'm concerned, choosing Supreme Court nominees and just say, I am now a nonpartisan and I'm not going to take a partisan nomination? Well, I guess I'm too much of a team player and thought this is not the time to rock the boat to this extent. So I filed my affidavit of incumbency, also went to the convention, went through all of the motions for the nomination and got it at the Republican convention. So I was there on the ballot for two reasons. The affidavit of incumbency that anybody's got who is an incumbent, and I was also nominated by the party. But the idea did cross my mind of not taking it, saying I'm on the Supreme Court, I'm a nonpartisan. But I think as time has to some degree shown, this identification of Supreme Court justices as Republicans and Democrats continues even to this day. And we haven't really progressed too much to the idea that the Supreme Court is a nonpartisan job. We haven't really progressed very far in that direction. Whereas the Court of Appeals started out that way, is to this day, is considered nonpartisan. I doubt seriously that anybody in the state of Michigan could break down the number of Court of Appeals judges that there are in the state now and identify each of them as to what at least their political beginnings were. I don't think anybody could do that.